And what better place to get this seasonal Critterfest started than with an animal that's just about perfect for this time of year? So here's Rob Jennings from the University of Massachusetts with a little-known ocean drifter.
So sea angels are a group of snails, basically. They're not too distant relatives of garden snails that you would find on land in your backyard. Sea angels have evolved the behavior of living in the water column. They're born swimming in the ocean, they grow up swimming in the ocean, and they spend all of their lives in the middle of the water, never touching the bottom. They are very beautiful animals. You know, they have these transparent bodies and these giant wings. They look a lot like angels, you know, and in a marine world where we've named things sea slugs, and we have sea lice, and we have even sea cucumbers. I think it speaks to how beautiful they are that they've inspired the name sea angels. As far as we know right now, it looks like the marine snails that live on the bottom, that have that sort of normal snail shell, were the first kind to evolve. And then they evolved so that they could live up in the water column, but they brought their shell with them. And over a lot of evolutionary time, there is evolution to lose the shell. So sea angels are sort of the result of this evolution, these snail-like mollusks, but without a shell anymore. But one of the really interesting things is that in Antarctic waters, Clionea antarctica has developed this evolutionary tactic to sort of make up for the fact that it doesn't have a shell. So if you're swimming in the water column, the shell is heavy and it sort of pulls you down, but it also offers you protection. So you can retreat into your shell and then it's very hard for anyone to eat you. So these sea angels have lost that protective ability, but instead they've evolved, or at least Clionea antarctica has evolved, bad-tasting compounds that it synthesizes. So fish and other predators learn very quickly when they take a bite of Clionea that it's not something that they want for a meal. And this has led to actually a very curious interaction between sea angels and a totally unrelated group of animals, the Hyperiid amphipods. They're sort of distant cousins of shrimp and of krill. And these amphipods have learned that if they grab onto a Clionea and essentially hold it hostage and swim around carrying this giant sea angel on its back, that fish and other predators won't eat the amphipod because it's got this bad-tasting Clionea carried along with it. So they sort of abduct Clioneas and use them as protection, and then we'll let them go after a time so the Clionea can feed and stay alive itself and then grab another Clionea as soon as they can.
Amphipods carrying around nasty-tasting sea angels to keep unwanted predators at bay. That really is quite awesome. That was Rob Jennings from the University of Massachusetts introducing us to the sea angels.
They're pretty cool, actually, because I guess when you think of snails, you think of, like, slow-moving things with the shells that you see on land, and then these are beautiful, they're drifting, very, very festive, I like it.